Welcome to Dynamite Adventures. Journey back in time as we explore the fascinating world of dinosaurs and prehistoric life.
Today, we're going way back to the early Jurassic period, to meet a dinosaur that's been a bit misrepresented, shall we say.
Misrepresented is one way to put it.
We're talking about Dilophosaurus. You know, the one from Jurassic Park.
Oh, right, with the big frill and the venom.
Exactly. And while that image might be burned into our collective memories, it's time to separate the Hollywood fiction from the fascinating reality. We're setting the record straight about Dilophosaurus. So, to kick things off, paint us a picture of the scene. When and where did Dilophosaurus roam?
All right, so picture this. The early Jurassic period, about 193 million years ago, that's even before the tyrant lizard king, the T-Rex, stomped onto the scene.
Wow, so we're talking about a time when dinosaurs were just starting to hit their stride.
Precisely. And our star of the show, Dilophosaurus, which actually means two-crested lizard, was one of the first major predators on the block. Its stomping grounds were in what we now know as North America, specifically Arizona.
Arizona. I'm immediately picturing a dry, desolate desert.
Ah, that's where it gets interesting. Forget about cacti and tumbleweeds, because during the early Jurassic, Arizona was a very different place. We're talking lush, forested river valleys, brimming with life. Think meandering streams, vibrant vegetation, maybe even some sparkling lakes.
A far cry from the Arizona we know today.
You got it.
So, Dilophosaurus was a riverside predator.
Okay, I have to ask, was it really as massive as they depicted in the movie? Because, let's be honest, that scene left a bit of an impression on a lot of us.
It's true, they did beef it up a bit for the big screen.
Just a tad.
But don't let that fool you. Dilophosaurus was still a pretty impressive creature. It could reach lengths of about 6 or 7 meters, about the size of a car.
Oh, that's still pretty big. Definitely not something you'd want to run into on a dark night. And speaking of impressive, we can't forget about those iconic crests.
Right, the things that give Dilophosaurus its name.
Exactly. Those crests are actually what make Dilophosaurus so recognizable. We think they were made of thin bone covered in keratin, similar to our fingernails, just on a much grander scale.
So instead of frills, like in the movie, it had these prominent crests on its head.
Exactly. And while their exact purpose is still debated, we believe they were primarily for display purposes.
Display. Like a look at me kind of thing.
You got it. Think attracting a mate, or maybe even intimidating rivals. Kind of like a peacock's feathers today.
So these massive predators were strutting their stuff, showing off those crests millions of years ago. It's mind-blowing to imagine. But all that strutting must have worked up an appetite. What was on the Dilophosaurus menu? Was it a picky eater, or would it pretty much eat anything that moved?
Well, that's where things get even more fascinating. While Dilophosaurus had all the hallmarks of a capable predator, strong legs, a powerful jaw, those sharp teeth, there's a curious gap in its jaw structure.
A gap? What does that tell us?
Well, it suggests a more specialized diet than we initially thought. You see, most predators have a continuous row of teeth for grabbing and tearing flesh. But this gap in Dilophosaurus's jaw indicates a more specialized feeding strategy.
So not your typical rip-and-tear carnivore.
Not quite.
Okay, so we've got a large predator living in a lush riverside environment with a specialized diet. What are we thinking? A dinosaur that preferred a fish supper?
No, you're on the right track. Remember those fossilized footprints I mentioned earlier? Yeah. Well, they show that Dilophosaurus walked upright on two legs, which would have made it a swift and agile hunter, perfect for chasing down prey along the riverbanks.
Yeah. So while the Jurassic Park depiction might have gotten some things wrong, it seems like they were on the right track with the whole spitting venom thing.
Well, not quite. There's absolutely no evidence suggesting that Dilophosaurus was venomous, or that it had a frill, for that matter.
Right. So no venom, no frill.
Right.
Okay, well, even without those Hollywood embellishments, Dilophosaurus is still a pretty remarkable dinosaur. I mean, it's even a state dinosaur, right?
That's right. It holds the honor of being the state dinosaur of Connecticut.
Connecticut. That seems a bit random. What's the connection?
It might seem random, but it's actually a testament to the power of fossils. You see, a single Dilophosaurus footprint was discovered in Connecticut, and that was enough to cement its place in the state's history.
A single footprint. It really makes you wonder what other secrets are buried beneath our feet, just waiting to be unearthed.
Absolutely. And that's what makes paleontology so exciting. Every new discovery has the potential to rewrite our understanding of the past.
Dilophosaurus is a prime example of that. I started this episode thinking I knew a thing or two about this dinosaur, but I'm walking away with a whole new perspective. No venom, no frill, but a whole lot of fascinating facts.
And that's the beauty of paleontology. It's a constantly evolving field, always full of surprises. Just when you think you've got it all figured out, boom, a new discovery turns everything you thought you knew on its head. Who knows what other amazing secrets these ancient creatures are hiding? We just have to keep digging to find out.
That's it for this prehistoric deep dive. Be sure to join us next time as we unearth more fascinating facts about the incredible world of dinosaurs.
Until next time, keep exploring.
Thanks for joining us on Dino-Mite Adventures. Don't forget to subscribe for more exciting dinosaur discoveries. Dino-Mite Adventures is produced by the Dino-Mite team.